Okay.
It's just they threw a red tag on pretty much 3 years out. At least on the tech side of it, I know what they did. On the other side of it, you know, they themed it out so it looked a lot more pleasant to the eye. Because OBS, of course, it looks ugly. It looks
basic.
You know what I mean? It looks basic. But at the same time, it does its job, I think, better than anything else because of everything else you're trying to do on your computer.
Yeah. I mean, the stream says it's looking good, so we'll try it this way. I'll try it. But if not, I think I might end up having to get a stronger computer.
Oh, well, I mean, like we can go back to XSplit and start from the beginning and go step by step to make sure that something isn't holding you back. It's just how much stuff is in like XSplit?
It's not really that much stuff. Like we can go back over there to check. It's not a lot of stuff. Okay,
let's do that. Yeah, so let me go ahead and stop streaming here. Let's close this out.
Yeah, XSplit, they charge you too.
Yeah, exactly. And they charge you on that side as well. So. XSplit. Yeah.
I probably have a bunch of shit in there. I don't know.
Yeah.
That was just so crazy. That my caffeine is not working in there. Maybe XSplit needs to be updated, but I've tried that.
Yeah, see, here it is right here. It's
42%,
30% of it right now.
Just to see if he, okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's holding up like a lot of, like literally your damn thing is pretty much, your CPU is maxed out at this point.
So what is my, what does that mean? Like, I don't think I know what CPU, is that the, what is that on the computer? Like,
so
what is
it's
that?
The, CPU stands for computer processing unit. So
okay.
It's pretty much the brain.
Okay.
So the brain at right at this point is being maxed out. Like even look, you can look at the bottom here, it says 97%.
Yeah.
So right there down here is being maxed out. And if you saw in OBS, that was at 5.
Okay, let's
something
see what we got
inside
in here.
Here is really bogging down this computer.
High
see,
CPU.
Right
yeah, see, it does that because now it's in high CPU because I have this show thing open. Like, you know, it does run like, so, yeah.
So, what show thing? What show thing? Can you show something?
Yeah, it's this. So this is my call-in number. So this is for my radio show. So like the listeners can call
right.
in and then I'll talk to them. So usually, you know, I have to
but
keep this open.
Yeah, no, but that's, I'm telling you right now, like that is not what's doing. We can literally show right here. It's not, it's fucking excellent. That's
do you think so?
I promise you, it's something on this damn thing that's doing it to us. Because your Google Chrome, right here, 4%.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's not, it literally is something in here that is bogging this shit down. Like, we could try to clear all this out.
Feel free. Let's go through it. I mean, but I'll show you what's here.
Yeah.
So this is just some stupid intro that I have. I mean, it's like a little... That's just one thing. I don't even know if it's, like, going. No, it's barely even going. Yeah, it's not even, like... It's, like, delayed. So that was a segment. That's literally what I have. And then this is, like, a shared screen page. But
right.
When I'm on, this is, like... another camera thing. So maybe that's what's been fucking my camera up. Let me get rid of that. Okay. Let me get rid of that host team. I don't know. Oh, let's see. Nothing there. That's right. This is like some overhead camera setup shit, but I don't even use it right now. So
okay. That
could, I mean, there's nothing there.
Right.
It's literally, and then, there's that, but that's the intro. And so now get back to the camera media.
Okay.
It's like delayed, so, like hell.
Yeah, like there's something, like can I, let me take a look.
Go ahead.
I feel like maybe it's not you, maybe it's using your CPU when it could be the GPU for this, which I just see right, you got GPU, which is graphics processing unit, and then for obviously your graphics and everything. You see on the bottom, you got your CPU and your GPU. All right, so CPU would be your brain, and then GPU would be everything graphic related. So processing videos and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's using that instead. Just like I said, I want to get into this. I want to get expert to this. Yeah, you know what? Let me try that. I just saw a new presentation. So let's try going to new presentations. It should be saved. In fact, I will just make sure.
Yeah, let's just save that because I don't think that's
just to make sure. And we'll just go Armand.
Yeah.
Show. And then I'll put that in the documents just in here. Cool. Okay. So that's saved. Let's go new presentation. So that should clear everything out. Cool. So let's see the GPU now. Okay, lower, for sure. It's fucking hot.
It's going back up.
Yeah, it's still hot for it to be empty. Crazy. So it's sitting at 8%. Okay, so let's go one by one here. So there it is. So that's fine. So right now your computer is only using 20% of its brain, and that's for everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's for your whole computer. And XSplit is only using 5% of that.
Okay.
So the max, so like the one on the left is your total for the whole computer, and then the one in the middle is what XSplit is using. So you're good here. So we're going to go.
Can I just ask you this one real quick?
Go ahead.
Does this, because when I was doing customer care before, there was this thing that they showed me. It was like, I'm just going to hold on. And like this have, I don't know if this does anything, but am I like updating their drivers or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah, we can go to drivers and see. We can go and download.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If that helps.
We can give it a shot. If it updates your graphics card, so that might help us.
Oh, this is just a graphics card, so this is not, okay.
Yeah, this is not your computer, but it still can help, for sure. It's still something we should probably do regardless. But let me look at these settings since we're here.
Okay.
Tools, settings. All right, enable
priority.
Probably want that. Enable game source. You're not going to use games.
We should have had maybe GPU priority, maybe.
Yeah, that might have helped.
Prefer GPU for processing.
Yeah, for video processing. I came in here and turned that one on as soon as I got it. I was like, let's turn that on. So it could use that instead. So let's see if this is going to lower it.
Or maybe that's what it is. I'm hoping that's what it is, but
yeah, no, for sure. It's trying to figure out what my exploit even uses. This is fine. I'm just real particular about something that has nothing going on, even using 10%. It doesn't make much sense to me. But again, it gets down to 3, which is fine. Like, if it's staying down there with nothing running, that's perfect. That's what we need to do. But let's go one by one and start adding stuff. It might be one of these, like, not this one. And we're trying to get your camera, correct?
Yeah. That's the camera. Let's try it.
Let's try that one.
See, I don't know what's going on with the camera.
Try them both.
Oh, there it is. It's that one.
Okay. So, and the system.
Okay.
Rename it.
You can't really rename it. Oh, you could maybe.
Okay. Name. Yeah. Enough. hold on. Let's go to your mic. Audio. This one.
You know what? I don't ever think you did that before. Well, usually what I do is go here and then change this to here.
I mean, you can do that too.
Oh, so they don't, because it'll yield. Oh, see, now, but
yeah, okay. Yeah, we got to play out both.
Okay, okay, let me, I didn't know. You showed me something different for that, because it'll pick up audio from the capture card.
Right.
Okay, so you added the mic there. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was.
Yeah. I usually try to separate them. It usually makes it easier just to figure out moving from scene to scene. Yeah. So, okay, so we have two here. What else do we need to add to this? What is probably. Let me just. Okay. And this is running pretty hot, too. Maybe I'm not fucking in this. I don't know.
All this stuff gives me a headache. I don't understand
It's interesting. This is a very interesting problem that is doing for us right now. But we, again, with the high CPU use, but then again, it isn't the only thing, so. Let me just let this finish before I do it in there.
Are you in California?
I am. I'm in LA.
Oh, I'm moving there next year.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's a thing. You know, I grew up here, so it's a little different.
I used to live. I live in the Bay though, so I'm in California too. So you know, I'm not that far, like 4 hours away.
Of course. I mean, I've never been up to San Fran like that. I when I was younger, but I haven't been up here since I was a kid.
Yeah. LA could be fun. I'm sure. I mean, but I definitely wasn't where I'm at now. So it'll be, I think I'm in a better position to move there now because now I do this full time. So now I'm not really worried about a job.
Yeah.
That was the biggest.
It's for sure an experience. I mean, LA is, it just costs a living, man. I lived in Texas for too long.
Yeah.
So seeing the rent there and coming back here is just like,
I don't want it.
Ridiculous. I don't want that life.
Yeah, I used to live in Houston too.
See?
And so you can get like a 2-bedroom for like $800 or something.
Easy and nice.
Yeah. You're not getting that in LA. That's the only problem.
You're getting a studio for 3 G's.
Yeah.
It's just like, God.
You have to play a lot of games and book a lot of clients.
You do.
Are you monetized on Twitch?
I am.
Oh, cool.
So I mean, technically I'm a Twitch partner, but it's, I don't know, man. I don't want to say it was hand to me. I did work for it. I don't know, man. I've seen how much more people put time into it. And I feel like, you know, it only took me like a year, but again, it's because of all death and it's because of everything else, you know, I feel like for sure helped.
Uh-oh, what's happening?
Oh, it does that because it's installing your graphics card. Uh-oh. So everything should come right back. Wait a second. Is it still black or no?
No. I think we're still here. I just have you on this other side. Let me see. Okay, installation complete.
Okay, cool. So we're good there. So we're gonna close this out. Okay. Back to XFoot closed.
XFoot may have closed.
That's fine. So I know it's in at 33%.
Do you use any, or are you familiar with like Wirecast and the other ones, the more expensive ones?
For podcasting?
Or streaming?
For streaming, I've used
VMix.
VMix I've used before, which is crazy premium.
Yeah, I had that too. That shit, it just confused me. So I paid like $1,200 for that, and I was like, I can't do it right now. I don't know what I'm
doing. Yeah, honestly, the VMix is... I can do all day. Everything that VMix does, I can do it for free on OBS.
Yeah.
And it's perfectly fine. You know, I'm so comfortable with my OBS.
Yeah.
I'm so comfortable. I can do anything I want in that fucking place. Okay, so this is where we're at now. You know, I really just want to go live from here.
Let's try it and see what it says.
Let's try it, man. It's broadcast. I'm going to go ahead and let you take over.
Okay, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, go ahead.
So then we would actually have to set up, I think. Let me see. Do we still have the test stream?
I think it's going down.
Okay, so we don't have a string. Okay, boom. See, it's even. See, it's even doing that thing.
What's going?
Kind of delaying with even pulling up the option to string. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's delaying to even pull up the string. Let me see, Chris.
I gotta look something up about XSplit. I know it's a fucking program. I know it's doing it. XSplit broadcaster.
You're like determined at this point.
Yeah, like it's something is going on with this goddamn program.
You gotta figure it out because you might have more clients that use XSplit.
Yeah.
But maybe not, huh? You're like, shit.
Maybe.
I'll be honest with you, I was using OBS. This lady told me to use XSplit because it was clearer, and it was like a little bit of an upgrade, beyond OBS. And so I got hooked on it, and I was like, a lot of everything was there, and OBS to feel like I had to customize everything. And I was like, shit, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, I understand.
But I know a lot of people use OBS or Stream. Well, I don't know anybody that really uses OBS. I know people that use the Streamlab OBS.
Right.
This shit is like, see, I almost have to like task manager out. See, this is the problem. Like, so now I'm going to have to like, how did you tell me to do that?
Control alt delete.
Yeah.
It should already be open, but
that's what I'm saying. Like, is that my computer that's doing, is it not they able to handle XSplit?
But it feels like it, man. Like I don't understand why when nothing's open on XSplit. Like what the fuck is it?
It's like glitching.
Yeah, like what is it using right now? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, this is like hold on. Sorry, I'm trying to figure it out.
Hold on. Did you control alt delete again?
Yeah, I tried that.
I'm gonna go task manager.
Go ahead, you try it.
Okay, there we go. Do that. And then go to the XSplit and then get task.
Okay, boom. You got it. But see, that's crazy. I shouldn't even have to do that.
Hold on. Oh. So apparently I'm reading this thing right now. It's just a plug in your existing save it first and create my program. Apparently there was an update for somebody that caused a crazy some spiking.
Hold on. Oh, that's what I have to do. Okay. And see, sometimes you have to even. That's what I'm saying.
It's still doing
it? Yeah, it's kind of still doing that, like, it's not, it's like lagging, like, where it's not fully opening.
This one's nothing talking. Something's not right. That's not the problem.
Like it might be the program too, because I'm like, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Let me try it this time, but in move, let's try that. ICP detected may experience screen issues that popped up as soon as I...
Hey, I'm live. Okay, you are live. I don't even know if I made the shit. Oh, it is unlisted. Okay, so the stream is X. I'll bring it over so you can kind of see.
Okay.
Okay, excellent stream right now.
Help.
Bit rate is 17,000. Yeah.
Okay.
So right now we're not. Now we gotta go live. Okay, so apparently right now it's cool. Like it'll do this for like 30 minutes throughout the show. Like, and then like the last 30 minutes, it's like, all right, bitch, I'm done.
Let me try. Turning off my video for a little bit. That helps.
Is that still high, you think?
Again, we have AnyDesk running and Zoom running. Obviously, you will not have these two running when you're streaming for the most part. So that's actually not too bad to have all these running, because Expert is only at 18%, which isn't too bad. But of course, when we start dropping some, let's start dropping some more stuff.
Now, do we know if it's, well, you already set it up. I was going to say, well, perhaps maybe it's using the GPU instead of the CPU, but that CPU still came up again, though.
Yeah. No, it's like right now, this is fine.
Oh, you see where it says no data?
Yeah, that's when you start up. That's when you start up, because
it's still live.
You're still live. Let me show you. You still have excellent. You still have, your stream status is still excellent.
Uh huh.
If it was messing up, it would say something here.
Yeah.
Again, let me go full screen with you and see what I'm talking about. Boom.
Yeah, that did.
Yeah.
So
it's still excellent in the stream and everything. Yeah. So when it first starts up,
mm-hmm.
It says that, and then after that, that was at 12:54, and then from 12:56, 2 minutes later, it stayed. Healthy.
Okay, I'll try it this way.
Yeah, like I still feel like you gotta still drop your stuff, like you're starting soon. Or I mean, for your regular live, you're just going to play it like this?
No.
I'm gonna
add those other things in there, but I feel like we tried to do the update with the GPU or whatever, and
yeah.
We prioritized that. So
yeah.
I don't know.
For sure.
And there's no way to really tell, like, I just have to kind of do a show to see if it's still doing it, because it always starts off decent.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I would for sure.
Then it just starts later on in the stream, it'll just start dropping frames. And I think that's why I'm trying to figure out why it drops frames.
Yeah, it would have to be the CPU being overloaded and stuff like that. Like, that's the only thing I'm seeing right now on my side.
So it wouldn't be the Wi-Fi?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because every time we've done a bit rate test and everything like that, I haven't seen a single drop.
No.
Like, it's been solid. It's been solid all the way through.
Yeah.
For sure on the CPU side. So, you can make that bigger. Let me check something. How much memory is being used? I wonder if you can switch that to 4 instead of 2. Probably 2 is fine. Let me check something. Does XSplit have a 64-bit? We got 2 different ones. Is that what's going on? Figure out which one this is using.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, that would actually make sense.
Find out. Oh, look, you see it stalling out now. Look, it starts to do that.
Yeah, I see it. I'm trying to see if it's going to show anything different on this side. That over here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are you looking for this thing?
Yeah, did it come to the second window?
Yeah, I can pull it over. This thing.
That's interesting. I wonder. And mine still be the same, but let's want to ask at this point. Let's put
when we log in, I don't know.
Nah, if I'm gonna just go to here. Okay, so I just wanna make sure it's just 64-bit. Stop screaming. Okay, well, we might have to log back in after.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and install it. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and like restart the computer and come back into the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, so go ahead and just hit a quick restart and then pretty much log right back in.
All right. Boom. Instagram is open. And then.
Have you already set the audio into for those calls yet or no?
Yeah, the audio for the call is there.
Okay.
Yeah, the call-in number, yeah, I'll show you. So that's here.
That's okay, well, like, will your stream be able to hear this?
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what
So they'll call in.
Right.
So like someone can call in right now and
right.
it'll play through. It'll play through right here. Through there. Like where you're like, so they'll be able to hear you talking too. Cause it's coming through here, like the desktop audio.
Oh, you're gonna, you got desktop audio set up. Gotcha.
So boom. Okay. So then, so that will be here, and then I'll have to add this source. Window capture, more than show. So this will be running in the back too, because I might go to my Instagram at any given point.
There you go.
So this is something I also have sitting up, and then I would probably do video.
No, actually, yeah, I guess you do it that way. That worked. Yep, very good.
I probably would do a camera.
Yep.
Type of thing, or maybe I'd be over it. Okay, I don't know, but yeah. So then this would probably be everything, and then. I don't know. What is it looking like now?
I'm watching it. It's literally saying it. It's looking fine.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, maybe this will be the fix that, well, let me, well, let's try this thing real quick.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to try to connect to this stream. I need to try to connect here. I want to try to connect back in this. Okay, you are now, boom. Okay, let's see. Okay, we're connected.
Okay. Your GPU should take over at this time, and it is.
It is?
Yeah, because you can see by the percentage of your GPU now, it's at 55%.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's taking up over a lot more, and while your CPU is staying at 10.5.
Oh, it is. The GPU is taking over now. And that's the graphics.
That's your actual graphic. That's pretty much encoding it to go online. That's what actually grabs all your stuff and puts it online for user graphic charts.
And that helps the clarity too. And that should help the frame rate, right?
Exactly. Frame rate, all of it. All of it's coming through your graphic chart. So I think that was the fix, man. I really, really do. Like I said, I've been watching the memory. I've been watching the CPU. I've been watching all these numbers on the bottom. And they for sure are acting a lot more usual than what I'm used to seeing on computers.
Okay, let me try this before I let you go.
No problem.
I'm just going to go ahead and hook in the Ethernet while I'm here.
Yeah.
I
would prefer Ethernet over Wi-Fi any day of the week.
Me too.
Yep.
It just was not working. So I'm like, what the fuck? Like, honestly.
Yeah. I don't think it was the Ethernet. It for sure seemed like a software issue, but it looks like we got it lined up pretty well right now.
The only reason why I thought it was Ethernet is because I didn't have a steady, like, my Ethernet light in the back of my PC is orange or red. It was never green. Like, you know, I felt like it has to be a certain, what color does it? It has to be like a,
I mean, usually for network connection, it usually goes from like orange to green. Like there's usually two lights on it that are flashing kind of nonstop between when there's network connection.
Yeah. See, okay. So boom. So it's yellow. It's this yellow flashing one, but then the actual connection is orange. So I felt like it wasn't that strong. But,
okay, I'm looking right now. The wind is connected there, so I'm going to disconnect from one.